Yesterday, a federal judge in Denver approved a settlement between the city and plaintiffs in a lawsuit that was originally brought 3 years ago in an effort to stop the sweeps of homeless encampments. Yesterday's ruling means that the homeless must be notified when city officials plan to clean up where they're staying. Members of the homeless community and homeless rights activists rallied at the courthouse ahead of yesterday's hearing. KGNU's Dave Ashton was there. We'll hear first from the attorney who represented the plaintiffs, Jason Flores-Williams.
In America right now, you know what the most controlling thing we face is? You know what the big message of everything is? You're powerless. You can't do nothing. Yeah, maybe you'll see something, but you can't stand up against it. There is nothing that an individual or a bunch of poor people do or a bunch of desperate people do who have ideals and believe in the complex nature of this life and the human spirit. There ain't nothing you can do in contrast to what Donald Trump represents. There ain't nothing you can do in contrast to that. Well, you know what this is? This is the assertion that there is something we can do. That when people come together and say, nah, I got you. You got me. I got your back. I got your back. Let's try this. No matter what the forces are, and no matter how many people are standing around you saying, hey, don't waste your time. This can't be done. That it can be done, and today is the realization of it.
It's attorney Jason Flores-Williams who represented members of a class action lawsuit. Well, yesterday ahead of the judge's hearing, members of the homeless community who had been directly impacted by the camping ban also spoke to the crowd.
I've been homeless for a long time. I've been dealing with stuff for a long time. But you come up and you take my property from me. It's like me walking into your house and stealing from you. If I did that, I would end up in jail. So it gives you the right to come up and take my stuff because I'm trying to live. We are trying to survive. Most of us out here actually monitor and police ourselves. We take care of ourselves. We make sure that nothing goes wrong. We clean up after ourselves. But when it's so hard just to pay rent, even if you have a 38-hour a week job, what's that gonna pay for you? Rent? Okay, fine. Where's my laundry? Where's my food? Where's my cleaning supplies? I can't do anything else. So I got one choice only, to take care of myself and those around me. And having the stuff taken from us violates our rights to live. So you're telling me that because I don't have a job, maybe I'm broken right now, I am, but that'll heal. Some of us are permanently broken. Some of us are veterans. I am not, and I appreciate those that actually did, because they gave me the life that I'm allowed to have today. I'm still alive. Thank you guys for serving. I was not allowed to, I tried. And those that have served and have no housing, boo on the government.
My name's Wolf. My true name's Julian Begay. I'm Navajo Indian, and I have a different approach on this whole deal. One night after the police had moved us three times, every time we laid down and made camp again, about an hour, just when we started to relax, the police came up again. In full force, like 10, 12 at a time. And they weren't saying, would you please move? They were saying, get the hell out. You got 5 minutes to pack everything you own and leave. We don't care where, just leave. And about after the third time I made camp that night, I got to thinking about it. It was the same thing that happened to my ancestors, the Navajos, way back when in the day. It's over 100 years later, and the police are still regulating this because we ain't them. We're homeless, they got homes. So what they do is they come down here and they make us behave. It's the same thing they tried to do to the Navajo people and the Native American people. Some of them lost, some of them won. But my people, the Navajos, they never lost. They never gave up. They were never defeated. And in something like this, I didn't choose to be homeless. I became homeless because a 40-hour-a-week job couldn't pay my rent. It couldn't feed me. It couldn't take care of me because I just didn't make enough money. So I became homeless, and then I found out that homelessness was a crime.
House keys, not handcuffs.
House keys, not handcuffs.
House keys, not handcuffs.
House keys, not handcuffs.
Voices from a rally that took place yesterday in Denver ahead of a hearing in court where a judge approved a settlement between the city of Denver and plaintiffs in a lawsuit that were trying to stop the sweeps of the homeless camps. Well, the settlement calls for at least 48 hours advance notice for cleanups and a week for large-scale actions. Personal items belonging to the homeless will be stored for up to 60 days and medicine will be stored until it expires. The urban camping ban, however, continues. And thanks to KGNU's Dave Ashton for that report.